Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. He is the Savior of sinners. He is the one who is able to save us from ourselves. He saves us from Satan, the devil, and he saves us from the power of the world. The world would destroy us. The world is no friend of the Lord Jesus. If people could remove every Christian from the world, they'd do so. Just think of the persecution the Christians suffered down through the ages. You think of how that our Lord was crucified, not because he had sin, for he had no sin. The world hated the Lord Jesus because he was righteous. And if we will stand on the side of right and in the place of right and declare the righteousness of God and that Christ Jesus is the only Savior of the world is going to respond to us with a similar response. The buzzword today is tolerance. You hear people talking about, let's share our faith. And what that says to me is that people are saying, now you take a little bit of from what you believe, and I'll take a little bit from what I believe, and we'll just share these things, and we'll come up with something that is really nice, where you can tolerate me and I can tolerate you, and we'll honor each other's religion. But you know, Christianity says that will never do. Christ Jesus the Lord said that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by him. Now, there are people who say they want to get to God, but they don't get to God the Father. They get to God the judge. If you want to come to God the Father, you must come through the Lord Jesus Christ. You will meet God, all right, but you won't meet God as a father. You'll meet God as a judge, as a just judge who will do right, who will judge wicked sinners. And a wicked sinner is anyone who rejects God's gift of eternal life that is in Christ Jesus. If you refuse to accept Christ as your Lord, as the Savior of your soul, as the Son of God, you're a wicked man, you're a wicked woman, you're lost. You're undone. You're on your way to a devil's hell. There is no room for toleration when it comes to salvation. Salvation is in a person. Salvation is in Christ and Christ alone. The world doesn't want this kind of message. That's why they rejected the Lord Jesus. The religions of the world will say, you know, you have something good and I have something good and we'll take a little bit from you and you'll take a little bit from me, and we pretty soon are on the right path, the same path, and we can get along. The Lord Jesus is different. He is the Holy Son of God. He died and rose again from the dead. Now, did anybody else do that? No. You saw the bodies of those who came professing themselves to be of some divine origin. Watch them die. And there are people who founded their cults and tried to make people think that the people didn't die, and they've propped them up in wagons, and people have found various truths that of the schemes, and there have been riots. All kinds of things have happened. Men present themselves as gods, but they die. One thing about them, they can't move themselves once they die. The Lord Jesus got up from being dead and showed himself openly. Now, you can't do anything with that. You better believe the gospel. Receive Christ Jesus the Lord. Be born again today. Receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior. His blood can cleanse you if you'll put your faith and trust in this one who loved you while you were yet a sinner and died for you. Ask him to be your Savior. Tell him you're sorry for being a sinner, and he'll save you. Father, I ask for your blessings today upon this message. I pray thee to use it to glorify thyself. We'll be careful to praise thee for what thou dost do, for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the book of Genesis now, chapter 24, we'll begin at verse 34. And here is the servant Eleazar, who is in the house of Rebekah's parents, and he has food set before him. And the thing that he says, he said he wanted to take care of the business that was at hand before he would eat. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. That's all I am, Abraham's servant. You know, in making an analogy here, an example of how the Holy Spirit of God works, you will see that this servant does not name himself. He does not seek glory for himself. He is concerned about what Abraham wanted him to do. And so he is faithful in that. He wants to serve Abraham's interest and make sure that Abraham is represented. Now, the Holy Spirit of God does not make himself known. He works and he has power, but he seeks no glory for himself. He reveals the Father, and the Son reveals the Father's will. Abraham's servant is what he called himself, verse 34 of Genesis 24. And now he is going to offer this praise unto the Lord through Abraham. And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. This word Lord is written here as all uppercase letters, indicating it is Yahweh, the self-existent one. He has blessed my master. So again, the servant knows the source of the blessings that his master has known. And he has become great. He did not say, my master is great, and fail to give God the glory. He was careful to give God the glory. My master is great, or the Lord has blessed my master greatly. And he has become great. Why? Because the Lord has blessed him. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. So he is going on to enumerate how greatly the Lord has blessed. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. So he tells a little bit more, gives her a little bit more about what's going on to the place to which she will be going. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell. And notice, she is going to be a privileged individual. She is going to be a chosen one. Out of all of the others in the land through which he had traveled, he had passed by great numbers. He was not permitted to choose a wife for Abraham's son out of the land in which he dwelt. He was to go, rather, to a special place that was given. And then he says, and Sarah, my master, verse 38, but thou shalt not, or thou shalt go to my father's house. So he has a directed place to go. Now, the Lord Jesus said he was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to as many as believed on his name. Whosoever you are, if you will receive the gospel, what is the gospel? Jesus is God's Son. He is the Christ of God. He died for sinners. He was buried, and he arose again the third day, and was declared unto many. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. You can learn of what Christ Jesus the Lord has done, and how you can be a changed man or woman by having your faith in Christ Jesus and being made into a brand new creation. That's what the Lord has done. The Lord will do. And this is what he said now. He has chosen this woman to be the wife of Isaac. The Lord made Abraham made the choice. The Lord has made the choice. He chooses whoever will hear. Now, she still had some will. She had some choice in the matter. Because you'll see there is several verses given to her choice. What will happen? What will she do? Will she go? And then he says in verse 39, "And I said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house." So he knows that he has a very limited area in which he is able to work. Verse 41, "Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath." So if she would not come, you'll be clear. But if you find her, you will be clear of the oath. The only way you could get out of this oath is to bring her back. "And if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water for thy pitcher to drink, of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. He says, Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out of my master's sons. This is the one. This is will be my way of knowing that the Lord is blessed me. And so he had come after several days in this journey to this place and had given the Lord this request. And so the Lord had prospered him. If the Lord is answering my prayer, if the Lord is giving me a token, showing me a sign for good that he is behind this matter, then let it be this way. And that she'll even offer to not only give me drink, but to water the camels, and to be willing to take on this big task of giving water to thirsty camels. It's enough to give water to a thirsty man, a stranger at that. But then to have to labor, it was not like she was going to go and turn the faucet on or run a manual pump up and just handle the pump and pump water. No, she had to go draw water for these camels, thirsty camels. She didn't even blink an eye at this thing. And so this one had certain definite confirmation that the Lord was working. And he said, "Before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down into the well and drew water." Remember how I was telling you how that the well was shaped of such that you went around these steps along the wall, down, 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 and got the water, walked along the steps along the wall, and came back up. So she went down into the well and got the water and brought it back up. Did exactly as he has said. "You drink, and here's some water for your camels, too." And so he asks, "Where is she from?" And she tells him she's the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, who milked a bear. And all of this information is exactly what he wanted to know. The Lord directed her as she was in the way, as he was in the way. The Lord directed her to him. Our Heavenly Father, we ask thee to bless this message again. Use it to draw many to thyself for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. And until next time, may the Lord our God, the living Lord, richly bless you.